the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Diggins back here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner, and I don't know, history may have been made today, just this moment. Thomas McDaniel is not here, but Chris White has been appointed or anointed to come and join us here, the assistant coach at Oakland, and hope Thomas is okay, and wish him well. He may be babysitting today. I don't know. What is he babysitting?
Well, he is, and he with us playing in Memphis last night, it was a chance for him to stay overnight with his family and visit with his family and friends. So he asked me earlier in the week if I'd want to do this, and I thought that was fine.
That's great. I forgot he had some ties down there that way, so
yes,
played out that way.
Yes,
so well, good for him. And I know that lovely baby of his, I know he, that's the love of his life, I guess.
Yes,
right now. So Chris, a tough game, tough loss last night, a good Arlington team, and I know you were talking about the quarterback. I think Reed, I think is his name.
Yes,
maybe one of the best you'll face.
He will be, other than probably Woodruff or Stock, so he'll be the best that we'll face all year long. He the senior leader, kids believe in him, and you can tell when things got tough that his team rallied around him, and he's got a will to win. He's a winner.
But now, it wasn't the case where you all just rolled over and played dead, though. I mean, you guys played well.
We did. We got after them. It's you know, you kind of look back at it, and you know, after a night of looking at it, you know, we played eight kids on defense that hadn't played before, any varsity experience, six on offense, and that kind of came, you know, to a head with the mistakes, penalties. You know, it just kind of caught up with us, you know, and we're inexperienced, but we're going to learn from this. And they were kind of a senior-loaded team that had experience in it. You know, they found a way to win, and we didn't in the end.
You had a really great play, 100-yard interception.
Yes.
And I guess you had to feel pretty good going into the locker room with a 7-point lead, and you know, because you're away, it's a good little trip. You know, if those mistakes were made, you still find yourself in the lead, right?
Yes, sir. Leading up to that, that's one thing we were proud of. Our kids handled the trip real well. You know, it was a 3.5-hour drive. We had a couple stops in between. We handled that well. But as far as interception, Tyson Cope, he's a senior for us. He stepped up last 2 weeks. He's become a leader, and he made a great play on the ball and just took it in, you know, for us to go up 21-14 at half. And then coming out after half, we stopped them on their first drive and had a chance to stick it in, and we just couldn't on offense go up 28-14, and that kind of, looking back, kind of hurt us.
There's always a key play or a key drive. I guess that would be it. I mean, you had an opportunity to maybe put the game away, and when you come up a little short, then that just opens the door, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It does.
Particularly with a quarterback like Reed.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes. He's, I mean, he made play after play. We had a couple times where we had him sacked in the backfield, and we just couldn't get him down. And, you know, he is that good of a player.
I want to talk a little bit about the offense last night. Tell me some bright spots that went on. I know you ran the ball pretty well. Tell us a little bit about the offense last night.
Yes, sir. Trayvon Willis, you know, he played real well at tailback. You know, after they scored their first touchdown, I think he ripped off around a 70-yarder. Emmanuel Smith played well. It looked like our offensive line, you know, blocked them well at times up front. You know, and, you know, we threw the ball around. You know, we just couldn't score. You know, we had three and outs in the second half to where it was third and two. You know, or third and a seven, and we drop a pass, and it, you know, we just couldn't put it all together. So the offense was a bright spot if we can just, you know, figure out how to finish drives.
Chris White is our guest here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner, assistant coach at Oakland. And you talked a little bit about couldn't finish drives. Is that part of the youth thing and also trying to find some consistency with your players?
Yes, sir. I think it is. You know, you got kids out there that are playing hard, but they've never been in that position before. You know, maybe in practice they've done it, or a JV game, or maybe at the freshman level that they were in that position, but not on a Friday night, you know, in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people. I think it is a little inexperience, you know, just with the pressure on them. And just up front, you know, the false starts. You know, it's just you know, it all culminates together to where, you know, we just have to, you know, figure out a way to get better from it.
I think you mentioned, Coach McDaniel mentioned last week, I believe, that he said that the trip would be really, he thought it would be good for him. And, you know, you go out in front of a crowd of 4,000 or 5,000 people and you face a quarterback, you've got a tendency there to kind of be awestruck, and the next thing you know, you're damn big. And that didn't happen last
night. No, it didn't. I was real proud of our kids. I told our secondary, our back seven, that, you know, that it was all on us. And, you know, I know we had a great game, but I was proud of the way they played. We never really gave up the deep ball, you know, so in that case, I was really proud of them. They weren't awestruck. They played hard. You know, we made mistakes, but it's mistakes we can fix.
And another thing, too, you mentioned, you know, didn't give up the big play. That's huge. I mean, that the defense gave you an opportunity to win. I know they gave up some points, but they gave you an opportunity to
win.
Yes,
sir, and that was the one thing I made sure and tell them before we went out, you know, make them drive the length of the field. And we had them in two fourth down situations to where they just made two good plays, a reverse throwback to the quarterback, and they caught us in man coverage where, you know, nobody has the quarterback in that case. And then they ended up making a run for a first down. And, you know, we made them drive the field, and they just made the plays and we didn't. So, but I was proud of our effort from our kids on defense. I thought we played exceptionally hard.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention an individual. I know you had a real blow this week at practice with Wade and the ACL, and what a tremendous player he is. I know it's a huge loss for you guys.
It is. It's a big loss because Fred is such an unselfish player. I mean, he's taken the last year as far as when the weight room comes, the way he's practiced through the spring, and then come out through fall camp, had a great fall camp. He's just a great kid, and you hate to see that happen to any kid. But, I mean, a kid that's he bleeds Oakland, and he's just been such a – inspiration to everybody for that to happen. But I mean, he's taking the approach he's gonna come back, you know, bigger and stronger for next year, so he's had the right attitude so far.
Unfortunately, you can't redshirt a kid in high school.
I wish we could.
He'd be a kid that would deserve it.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunate thing. And you know, you see ACLs I know all the time, and it can just happen. It sometimes it's not even contact. How did his happen?
Well, you know, he when we scrimmaged Danny Ock in the spring, his kneecap kind of popped out of place. So he was injured then. And then against Brentwood, when we scrimmaged them, he took a hit, and he thought it was his kneecap again. And we kind of just said, okay. And, you know, and then the trainer diagnosed it as an MCL sprain. And then I guess it was on Tuesday, he went out in full gear, practiced, took hits. And then on Wednesday, we were going through – he was going to through our fast-paced offense without a defense and was just running and made a cut, and evidently it's a complete tear of the ACL.
Yeah, it's a little similar to Woodruff, I think, the way he did his. I think his was a kneecap problem at the beginning too. Well, it's unfortunate, but we hope for him to get a speedy recovery and get back. And the kind of kid that he is, he will be faster and stronger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, he will.
I want to talk a little bit about your next opponent, which is at Hunter's Lane. You guys are road warriors. You're going to be road warriors for a while.
Yes, sir.
And tell us a little bit about Hunter's Lane, if you know a whole lot about Hunter's Lane.
Well, I mean, just looking at them from last year, we got a coach bringing a film back right now. They're spread, but evidently they've – I think he told me they had 26 kids out that dressed last night. So I think, you know, they're trying to find players to come out. Now, they'll be athletic, and they will play hard just like they played hard, you know, against us last year. But we'll have our hands full, I'm sure. You know, we'll just have to get back – Monday and go to work on them.
That's going to be a 7 o'clock start for that game, Oakland at Hunter's Lane. Chris, tell me a little bit about you, okay, before we let you go, because you may get to come back. He may babysit and want to see some friends again. Tell us a little bit about your role on the Oakland Patriots staff.
I'm the defense coordinator. I've been with Coach McDaniel, I guess, since 2002 at Riverdale. That's where I first met him. I went back and worked for Coach Rankin. I'd played for Coach Rankin in the early 90s at Riverdale when he first came to Riverdale. I went to Moore County with Coach McDaniel, me and Coach Gardner. So we've kind of all stuck together. We all believe in each other and believe in the vision that we've got for Oakland High School.
Well, Thomas is a huge competitor and a tremendous guy to learn under and learn with. And you guys have been together for quite a while now.
Yes, sir.
Was that 10 years, I guess?
Yes, sir.
So you don't look that old, really. But neither does he.
Yeah,
so,
I appreciate that.
All right, Chris White, we appreciate you being in this morning and want to thank you. And good luck next week. And
yes, sir.
Tell Coach McDaniel good luck as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Chris White, he's the assistant coach and the defensive coach at Oakland, and we appreciate him coming in this morning here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Up next, I think it's Steve Carson of the Eagleville Eagles as we continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.